Psalm 105, verses 1 through 11, that's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Psalms. Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name, let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength, seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles and judgment he pronounced. You, his servants, the descendants of Abraham, his chosen ones, the children of Jacob. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the promise he made for 1,000 generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. To you I will give the land of Canaan as the portion you inherit. Praise is both a spiritual exercise and a practical experience. It forms deep within our soul and comes forth in a song or proclamation. And it shows itself just as real in delivering a meal to a family in need. How can we make known to others what God has done? How can we practically tell of his wonderful acts? Well, here are some examples proposed to encourage you to practical praise. Visit a person in a nursing home. Read scripture and pray with them. They will love your visit. Take a meal to a person who is unable to come to church. Encourage them with the ministry of presence, just being there, and God's word. Shovel the snow from a neighbor's driveway or mow their grass when they're gone on vacation. Drive a person to their treatment and stay with them during the procedure. Volunteer in a ministry of your church. Use your spiritual gift, whether it's up front or behind the scenes. The spiritual exercise of praise is significant, but so is the practical application. Practical praise demands that we break from our holy huddles and run some plays on the field of life. Practical praise will allow us to honor God through serving people and engaging in conversations about God's wonderful acts in our lives. So, Father, give us meaningful experiences of spiritual and practical praise. Help us to see that down-to-earth application provides great opportunities to tell of your wonderful deeds. We thank you for all your opportunities. We thank you for all the ways you give us to praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.